Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This is probably going to cause Erica to leave the building.
Most likely, but most things do.
We want to talk about stuck stories. Mm-hmm. I was never claustrophobic.
Okay, so like stuck in a place.
Yes.
Not stuck mentally.
Stuck in a bad marriage, stuck right. in a horrifying Oof. Job. No, it's like you actually got wedged in somewhere. Like I definitely had a friend. I don't know why we all tried this, and there's been news stories of it. Like we would always buy beer and go to the playground. I don't know why you would do that. Yeah. Did you guys ever do that?
No.
That was a thing that kids would get caught drinking on school campus, and it's always like extra, you're extra in trouble.
So because weird.
I don't get that.
Probably at some rush. Point,
yeah, or it's just kind of a place, the last place they would look for you, huh. you know? So we would go there and one of my friends get into the little seat, the swing that is a seat
oh,
that has the little
oh
thing.
My gosh.
For
toddlers.
For little yeah. toddlers, yes. Put himself in there. Mm. And we were like, oh, that's so funny. We pushed him a few times and then it's like, yep, he's just a part of it. Because how are you going to get him out?
How did you?
We didn't. I think we left him there.
He's still Slacker. There.
He's probably, no, I mean, because you're yeah. trying everything. I think, I mean.
He's also, got like 8 diplomas now.
We'd all had beers. So I think one of us ran home and got butter.
No.
Yeah. I mean, you're just trying, like, well, how are you going to get him out?
Butter?
Yeah. You rub butter on their, like.
On their what?
Where that's touching the thing. Yeah. So you're trying.
Like on a school campus. And, yeah. Just saying.
Like, I mean. Like, I don't think we wanted to call the fire department because they would have just had to cut the chains and then get him out of it.
Mm-hmm. And you'd be in trouble. You'd be like, yes. And what are you boys doing here?
Are you strong enough to lift somebody? It's hard enough. Who's had a toddler and put him in that thing?
Yeah.
They're like 30, 40 pounds. Even a toddler, like, it's hard enough to get them out because, like, their leg, you're like having to pull them up and out and through. And like,
you have to put, someone needs to go below him and like kind of just be on. Yeah. Your hands and knees, that way he can kind of step on you.
Okay, this is all the information that would have been useful.
Someone else is ripping the thing off yeah. of him.
I think
and
the
again.
Butter was enough.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We were all real hungry. I think we did leave him there.
Oh, my gosh. At a certain point.
But like, that's the kind of stuck we're looking for. Because some dude in Connecticut, I don't understand how this. So he was in a park, and apparently the bathrooms there have like a time lock. So he went to the bathroom with his dog. Weird. And then
well, what are you going to do with your dog if you're alone and you don't want to
leave
the bathroom?
It outside? Yeah.
Okay.
Guard dog.
Okay. Great.
You but then mine.
He comes out of the bathroom without his dog. Okay, so your argument is kind of blown. Yeah. I'm so attached to my dog.
He's just an idiot.
He forgot it.
So then he comes out, and then the time lock kicks in. It's locked.
I hate that.
And so he's like, I don't know what to do. Well, this fancy bathroom has a chimney on it. So he tries to climb down the chimney to get to his dog.
No.
Yeah, so now... Dog stuck in the bathroom, man.
Stuck in the chimney.
Let me just ask you this: if you're going in a chimney, what goes in first?
Your feet.
You sure? Because you want to be able to pull yourself.
Yeah, and then
through.
Land on your head and crack your head open.
No, you're not gonna land on. You're not going
do
fast.
Do you do hands first, like you're diving?
No.
I don't. Yeah. That's. I don't know. It doesn't say which way it was facing.
I just. You don't know what's on the other end. You're in a bathroom chimney. Yeah. Like, what are you splashing into when you get through? I'm not going. I don't know.
You'd have to look down in it and see daylight, though, right? If you look down and saw daylight. Yeah. I don't know. I love my dog, but
daylight?
I don't know.
Yeah, they would have to.
But
start
you have to be able
life.
To see something. Like if it's like just light, black going down, then this is just a faux chimney and you're just an idiot. Okay. We've already established this guy's an idiot.
Yeah. And he got stuck in a chimney. Like also option, call 911 before you throw yourself into a chimney.
But it feels weird to be like my dog's stuck in the bathroom. Yeah,
I tried the butter, but sir, don't call again.
Anyway, they had to like break the chimney and it cost almost $10,000. So he got charged with a whole bunch of stuff.
No, so it's like he locks his dog in, then he gets stuck, and then he's charged $10,000.
He's charged with like burglary, which I don't understand.
It doesn't even say they got him out. They just charged him with all that stuff. Figure
it
out.
Do your time in there, bud.
All right, so we need to hear if you or someone you know and love has been stuck somewhere. We want to hear all about it. 303-222-5423. You can call or text.
You see, we were talking about how dumb this man is.
Oh, and here we go.
My old roommate and I got stuck in our house. Our apartment at the time.
Okay.
What?
Well, it was like a really crummy apartment. And one day, my roommate goes to leave and the doorknob pulls off into the house. And we had like a little tiny back patio, but there was like a cinder block wall behind it. Again, crummy apartment. And
so you could go into the patio, but that doesn't get you out of the house.
Exactly.
You're just like prison. You're like up against the wall.
Yeah. So we.
Did you have a bench press out there?
Oh, it was
stay
not,
hard.
Not big enough for that. And we, I believe, we had to call our landlord and be like, "Hi, the other side of the knob is still locked, but our side of the knob fell out, and for some reason there was
no way."
You
can't put it back in. I think you can probably put it back.
It was like the screws went the other way or something like that.
I know, but I think you could have borrowed.
And we were stuck. Our landlord had to come. Luckily, we had a landlord who lived in our building, but she wasn't home at the moment. So she had to get home, come let us out.
So
I
you
think
were stuck
my
in there for
missed
12 minutes or something?
No, it was Los Angeles. Shit, it took forever. Yeah. It was kind of terrifying. I'm not going to lie to you. Okay. This is the same apartment that we had to hockey shot a lizard out of. So, okay. Yeah. Really just a good place. It was a bad place. I was very poor.
At least you were stuck inside, though, and not outside.
Yes. Thank goodness
that
for that.
That does suck.
But did we have food? I feel like the answer was no.
So you're looking at her going, if this lasts much longer, I'm eating you.
No.
Only one of us has been in that bench press. I'm not ready to take you. That could be worse. You could be like our boss who got locked in the bathroom.
Yeah.
With the exact same thing.
The handle
fell off.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
He had to call us.
You can just put it back on.
No, but in his case,
you
couldn't.
Can't.
Does our bathroom have a handle?
It's like one of those.
They were replacing it, and I think they just took it.
Because now I think you just push your way in.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
But before it had like a handle, and it like, and he went in there and like, it fell off.
Oh, because what happened? They were replacing it because they had the door propped open And yeah, he kicked it out.
He kicked the thing out of the way so he could pee in private.
Yeah.
Which, you know what? I understand.
No, but there's still a privacy thing.
Men are just like, here it is.
No, you can't see.
Okay. But I don't even know where the men's bathroom is here. But
oh, my God. It's just.
So what happened?
He screamed. He cried. He hit the bench press.
He called me. Yeah.
I think he called all of us.
Aaron?
I think he called all of us, but Tiak and I are smart enough to go, the boss is calling in the middle of the show. I'm not answering.
From the bathroom.
Right. We didn't know.
So Aaron's the only one with a kind enough heart to pick up the phone. So yeah. When I'm in danger someday.
Call Aaron.
I'm calling Aaron.
Yeah. We don't care. Yeah. We'll bring butter if you need it. Oh, all right. If you've been stuck somewhere weird, we want to hear your story. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're looking for times when you've been stuck. We don't care where you were stuck. I think both Aaron and I have been stuck on elevators also.
Yes.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh.
For like an hour?
Oh, no. My God. I was in there for like 10 minutes. I felt like an hour.
Oh,
what did
no.
you do?
It was.
Did you throw up?
No, there was no room. There were like 16 of us in there.
No.
We hit the weight limit and it just stopped halfway through floors.
What?
Did you have to get, is it like in the movies where they have to pull you out like halfway between the floors?
Yeah.
No way, no how. I'd rather fall to my death in that box.
I'm thinking about the Grey's Anatomy episode where someone was dying in it and then they had to
save them.
I don't care if they did. All right.
Well, how come Slacker peed in his and he was only in there for 10 minutes? So.
When you gotta go, you gotta go. Okay. Danny?
Hi.
Hi.
Stuck. What happened to you?
Yeah, so I was at work and I was so tired and I was joking with a friend. I was like, hey, you know, it'd be really funny if I just hid in the closet and nobody probably would notice I'm gone. So I thought it'd be so funny to get in the janitor's closet, but it doesn't like unlock from the inside. So I ended up closing it and then realizing, oh my gosh, I'm stuck.
Why would it lock from the, that doesn't make any sense.
No, that's awful.
It is awful. And then I started banging on it and then I realized my friend walked away. And so I kept banging louder and louder. And then eventually somebody opened the door for me and it was a store cop.
Oh.
Okay. So, you're free to go.
I do not. Okay.
Good news, it's not a ghost. Everyone,
I know. It was so embarrassing. I hate that.
Oh my God. Yeah, now I'm going to be afraid of closets. Okay. Thank you. That's really strange. Taylor?
Guy.
Stuck. What happened to you?
Stuck. Was out on vacation in an RV with three dogs in the RV. Got out of the RV and left the keys in it, and the dogs were jumping up and locked the door and locked all three dogs in the RV.
No. So the dogs are inside the RV, you're out, and it's locked.
Yeah, and we're out of it. We can't get in, no way, because the keys are in it.
Why would it lock with the keys in it? It shouldn't lock. No, I guess it should.
It's an RV.
Yeah, because you want to sleep at night.
Locked.
Yeah.
And I got a question for Erica.
Yeah.
How do you get locked out of here? Do you have no windows in your apartment that you can step out of your
window? Oh my gosh. Amazing question. Of course we had windows.
Why didn't you just get out the window?
I didn't think of it.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Who's stupider? I just need to ask this question. Erica, for not thinking of it, or the rest of us in this room for not calling her out, waiting for Taylor to call.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Taylor.
All right. Thank you for the call. Jess?
Yai.
Stuck. Where'd you get stuck?
I got stuck in my car, in my seatbelt.
No, what? Like when your seatbelt locks up?
It's temporary, people.
No, but it's panicky.
It was awful because it really got, like, it tightened when I tried to get it, like it wouldn't come out of the belt and of the buckle.
Yeah, you know when the fabric gets bent and then you're truly stuck? Is that what happened?
Yes.
What are you talking about? This has never happened. Like,
really?
You just, like, what?
No, in the buckle, not the buckle, the slider that's attached to the buckle.
Yeah.
The fabric can, like, bends. Get folded in back into itself.
And then sometimes the buckle breaks, Slacker.
No. Then you would be out. Wouldn't you be out?
No.
You're stuck in. I just don't get it. But okay. So you're just in your car, like you're in the electric chair, like you're strapped in.
Yeah.
Okay.
I couldn't, because it's over your shoulder and then across your waist, and I could not get out. Like, I could get out sort of like squirm out of the shoulder part, but not across the waist. It was so bizarre, and I actually had to call the AAA to cut me out of my seatbelt. Yes.
Oh, no.
What?
And then you have to get a new seatbelt.
Oh, my God. What?
Yeah.
They had to look at you like, just here's this little button. Like you just,
that's not what they did. They had to cut her out.
No, they had to actually physically cut me out of it. And I was late for my first day on a new job.
Okay.
No.
All right.
Couldn't figure out the seatbelt. Sorry. Won't happen again.
Yeah, I'm glad you're not one of my coworkers.
Thank you for the call, Jess. Chris?
Hey, guys.
Hey. Stuck. Where'd you get stuck?
Okay, so my company decided to move into a new building. But the thing is that they were rushing. So everything was kind of like getting done as we were walking in. And we still had to like have all of these meetings. So one day I come in really early. And I'm just like, okay, I'm going to go in. It's 7 o'clock. It's fine. I'm not like fully ready, but I have a meeting to go to. And I get into this room, my conference room, the door closes. The night before, they took out the handles.
Oh, no.
Why would they take the handles out? What? Why do you take, why?
Because they were painting and then they decided to take off the handles. So I'm looking crazy in this conference room.
Are there glass walls on it so like people can at least see you trying to get out? Or?
No, that's what they painted. They painted the whole, like they did like the smudging thing so you can't see anything. And I'm like, the only way that I'm going to get out of this is like when somebody has the next meeting. But mind you, we moved into this building, so nobody had a next meeting in this freaking room.
There's memos going around like, avoid that. Don't go near
what?
It.
What?
Did you scream?
No, I kind of like kept looking around and like trying to make believe like I was on the phone talking, you know, just like so I don't look crazy because I was talking to myself. Just be like,
Yeah, I don't.
Seems like
rather than thinking you look crazy, that's a great plan, Erica. Yeah. Use the phone you're faking,
or scream.
Battering ram.
Hey, are you guys coming? Are you guys coming to this building? Are you guys coming to this building today? And they're like, well, you know, we have. I'm like, no. Like, you guys need to come to this building.
Come and get me out of the. Okay. All right.
Well. Stuck in a conference room.
Bring the handles.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Today I've decided just Aaron on the news.
Oh.
News. News.
No! Never doing that again.
No!
News.
No!
News.
No!
Only
real hope.
That wasn't nice.
To decide. Pretty good, I thought.
Very deep.
No.
Yeah, that. Sorry about that.
Well, it wasn't that you did a bad job. It's just you have a quiet singing voice.
Because it's so deep, I can't reach it.
News.
No.
Yeah. Okay.
It's the news of the day,
good
by
evening.
The way.
Okay. Netflix good evening. Just announced.
Oh, I guess
quarterback
we're not,
well,
I
season
guess,
two.
Guess
what?
We're not, guess we're
not. Oh, welcome to the program. Sorry. Netflix just announced quarterback season two. Hasn't anyone watched quarterback season one?
No.
Oh my gosh, it's amazing. They follow like three NFL quarterbacks throughout the season.
Can I just say this?
What? Sorry.
Never mind.
No.
Never mind. Never mind.
What did you want to say?
I forget because sometimes you're really, really girly.
Oh, that I like sports.
Like, you met your fiance because you were drinking a beer.
Yeah.
And like, I'm not a little beer.
Pat McAfee, is that the guy who always wears?
Yes.
Yeah, he was on, and so we started talking about fantasy football, and I think that was when he fell in love with me.
Because you're just such a, like, sometimes you're off-puttingly girlish.
Yeah.
But then you have, like you're just like, oh, God, season one was great.
Well, it's called being well-rounded, but season two is going to feature Joe Burrow, everyone's boyfriend.
Love him.
Kirk Cousins is coming back because he was on season one, and Jared Goff, Detroit Lions. I followed Lions very closely this
last
season.
Was Kirk Cousins broken back then? Was that when he blew up his leg or something?
Yeah, I think it was like a real rough season in season one, and then they brought it back. So that's happening. And by the way, I'm hoping that this covers Joe Burrow's relationship drama. Has anyone been following this?
Didn't he, his house got, he had a girlfriend.
Named Olivia.
And then his house got robbed, and the paparazzi's out there, and there's some other girl.
Also named Olivia.
But wearing nothing.
Yes.
And hold on, that's not me.
That's not the right Olivia. And now he was just seen out with that Olivia from the burglary.
The naked one?
The scantily clad one. I don't think she was naked. No. But
she was just wearing the super short shorts I live here.
Yeah, it was very strange. So I'm hoping that this season will cover some of that.
I don't mean to hijack this and make it about whatever, but since you like Jared Goff and you like football, have you ever seen the video of and it's a new thing that now everybody does. It started with Drew, right? Uncle Drew, where they made...
Oh, Kyrie Irving did that.
Turned him into an old dude. They did it with Jared Goff years ago, and he goes to some college, and he's got a mullet, and they put some neck tattoos on him.
Oh,
and they're
he's
trying out, and then all these guys are like, he can't be quarterback, and he just starts throwing dimes 100 yards down the field.
No, I've never seen this.
I love when things like this happen, like the Drew basketball thing, and... Eli Manning now has a show on Netflix. Because you've ever seen, he did it too.
I've seen that one.
He made himself look like Chet or some really stupid name, and he shows up and he's got long hair and he just crushes it at a quarterback. God. They just did an episode with the guy, used to be a Cleveland Brown, and now he's down in Tampa, and he used to do this is my house. Oh my God. He used to do those hilarious commercials. Must defend this house. You just have to watch it. Okay. Is all I'm saying. It's a Netflix thing. He goes in as a fan of Tampa Bay and then starts throwing the football. He's with other fans and people are just freaking out. It's such a good show.
Sounds great. We will keep
an eye
on.
God. I'm sorry that
you could have noped him.
It wasn't his story. I don't know if that applied. There's a second season of the Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders on Netflix.
That's true.
I just had to get away from sports.
Are you?
Sorry.
That's still sports.
Yeah, but it's cooler. That's not my news story.
Are you going?
I don't know.
Go ahead.
I
was going to nope her anyway.
Okay. Good evening.
Good evening.
A new survey comes out. Science and math fields are dominated by men. And it's not because they're actually better at math.
Of course not.
It's because 80%.
The men are talking.
It was almost a nope. It was 80% of men just overestimate how good they are at math.
Yeah.
That's all it is. One in four.
So we just
overestimate.
Walk the walk.
Yeah. And that's why we're so over 50%.
Yeah.
Make it till you make it. You're not actually that smart.
One in three. Can you believe it?
Yeah.
Does anybody understand that he's
doing
the
thing?
The bad math.
He's done bad math this whole time.
And I didn't catch it
for the longest time. He's over 50%, one in three. And I'm said, hold on, he's saying a lot of different numbers.
And then he said 80%.
Yes.
I gotta take another look.
I'm also not even sure what you're saying.
Good evening. This is for you. The majority of Americans are burnt out with dating apps. A survey of 1,000 dating Americans revealed that 78% feel fatigued with apps. Women feel more burnt out than men.
You're burnt out because it's just like being in a Play-Doh magic sausage factory that's broken and it just keeps shooting sausages right at your face.
That's true.
Sure.
Okay. Oh my God. Erin, when you were on Tinder, she'd come in and she'd be like...
Why do you say Tinder like that?
How am I saying it wrong?
You say Tinder.
You say Tinder.
No, I don't.
Tinder loving.
Yeah. 50% of the time you do.
Never mind!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I just want to give a quick shout out to all the women out there, genuinely.
Oh, don't roll. Where is this going?
No, genuinely.
Dude, when you, and why are you making up? There's two women in the room.
Mm-hmm. And, you've only looked at Slacker.
You're making
because you're rolling your eyes at me.
Because I know your game. Like I've learned that you like to like, you do the things. I don't even, you guys, can I just have a quick aside with the women in the room?
You're not speaking English right now.
I don't think, so Tia
comes. You get to speak to the women, but I can't?
Well, you could have, but you were talking to me when you were shouting out women. Tia comes on the air and does the whole thing like, you know, guys, you know what you gotta do? Just gotta go to King Supers on a Tuesday. I don't know when he turned into Matthew McConaughey.
What?
But it's like,
you gotta drive a Lincoln.
You just gotta drive a Lincoln, go to King Supers on a Tuesday and buy your woman some flowers. And that you're gonna
That's
keep your
amazing
woman.
Advice. Mm-hmm. Other than the Lincoln part,
it's incredible advice.
And I will keep saying it because no one ever does it. Anyone listening, did you do it? No, you
but
didn't.
But I'm starting no to wonder it. If you actually
do it every
do
week.
It.
Not every week.
Oh
no, there's no like pattern. There's
you
no pattern.
Toes.
Yeah, you got to just randomly do it. But here's what I'm saying: I don't think you do it. I think you do little pandering things on this show to make it seem like you're a good person and a good husband, but I don't know that you actually do it.
He does it. But then she is also, sorry, I'm not trying to speak for you or her, but I'm very interested and I follow her and she does a lot of arranging and it's right. beautiful. So she does buy her own as well, but Hack does buy them.
Thank you. Yeah.
Okay. But right now what you're doing is this pandering thing where it's like, I just want women to know how great they are. And I don't think you mean it. I think you've got some ulterior motive.
No, okay. Let's let the listeners be the judge.
Are the listeners the two women in the room?
Sure. I'm just, can I,
okay.
let me say,
let's
what
hear
happened?
It. Okay.
What about my story, okay?
Oh, it's a story.
Yeah.
Well, I thought it was a shout out. It started as a shout out.
It's gonna, just, I have been struggling lately. I have gotten the most annoying. Thankfully, I have good skin. I don't get acne very often, but I do get them inside my nostril.
Oh,
every
my
once
gosh,
in a while.
The worst.
Yes. Yes. Thank you. And, do you ever get them in, you know what I'm talking about?
A zit inside your nostrils?
Yes.
Yeah, I think
and
I have
and
one
the white
right
head
now.
Comes out inside
no.
your-
well, yeah.
Yeah, it's just, it's completely inside your nose.
I've had them where, like, they're under the skin, like, and you even touch your nose, and it's like,
and
oh
it's
my
sore.
God,
no.
Ow,
no. I've had both, and the inside nostril one's weird.
Yeah, because you can't blow it, you can't really get to it to pop it, it's just, it's like-
I'm being honest, that's never happened, and I'm happy that that's never happened.
Okay, so it's been coming, and then when the zit is there, I'm like, just don't touch it, because my fingers are probably greasy, and I'm like, that's probably, what like, to just leave it alone, and then it'll kind of go away.
Yeah.
And then it kind of comes back. Like, I'm not really dealing with it, I'm just kind of ignoring it, and it kind of comes and goes. And so finally-
Where is this going?
After weeks of this zit back and forth, I finally went to my wife. And I was like, I'm losing it. I need your help. I have this zit inside my nose. And she goes, oh, I have a tool for that.
What? There is a tool for
yes,
that?
That's what I'm saying. Women know everything. She's like, oh, just lay down. She boop, boop, boop. It took 13 seconds. My eyes really, really watered.
Yeah.
Really, really bad.
Yeah.
Because it's...
Hack, buddy.
But then it's just gone. And it's fixed. And I've been like praising. Because it's like, because you should have just came to you sooner. Like you had the answer.
You struggled with this for weeks.
Because I was trying to be like a tough, like, oh, I'll just handle
well,
it.
And
you
we're
know?
Told, you know, don't touch it. Because that's right. how it could get infected and make it worse.
Yes.
The scar would be worse than, yeah.
Yes,
if it's inside your nose, who cares about a scar?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just get after
but they have tools. They have stuff that we don't even know about. That's what I'm saying.
I have a whole kit.
See? Wait, that's what I'm saying.
Here's what's crazy. I do not have a whole kit. Oh. My fiance does.
What? What?
She has.
He knew about this? What?
Well, it's, you could have called him.
I'm calling him when I get
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. So it's kind of the season of like backyard barbecue. Are we allowed to say that? I forget.
Yeah, grilling, whatnot. Our grill got delivered today. Finally.
Does your fiancé have to put it together?
Came assembled. He sent me a photo and it's sitting in our living room.
Okay. So
how
are we going to get it out? I don't know. But he was afraid it was going to storm a little bit. And so he was like, I'm going to keep it inside. It's going to eventually get,
oh my God, he's got to let it go.
But we don't have a cover for it right now. So it's inside.
You don't need a cover for it. I always get covers and you leave it on for that first year and then you just stop. Just let it go. Ugh.
Well, not all of us are like made of money and we can't just buy a new grill every year.
You get a Blackstone every month.
I get one like every two seasons.
And then you just huck it into your pile.
Are you kidding?
No, I give it. If I find a deal on a Blackstone.
Tiak is the pile. Tiak is
the pile. Put them in the pile.
He's got my old mower. He's got my Blackstone.
Still working great.
Anyway, here's what I wanted to say. We've done stupid things on this show before. This is the stupidest thing we've done. I just want everybody to know.
Yeah.
We want to know your go-to. If I have to say it out loud, it's going to get worse. We want to know your go-to potluck thing.
Not even just like potluck, but like 4th of July barbecue or like, you know, summertime barbecue, Memorial Day, Labor Day, whatever.
No.
No?
Yeah. Okay.
Potluck. So it's a potluck, but it's like,
yeah, you're right.
It's not like a Friendsgiving potluck. No, I'm talking.
You're right. It's got to be outside.
Yeah, thank you.
It's got to be summer. Mm-hmm. We got to have all
the grill isn't even outside.
Oh, hold on, it will be.
Okay, so I know this sounds stupid, but like,
this is a real issue. People are debating this. I think in the car right now. Because they're like, we've got that thing. What are we going
to
bring?
If you have a thing coming up, we're going to give you the ideas, but you got to sell us on your thing. Because I used to, like, people would bring whatever that green salad is. Not green
relish?
Vegetables.
Ambrosia?
That.
Yeah.
That.
It's gosh. The Jell-O.
And whipped cream?
No, thank you.
Is that what's in ambrosia?
I think so.
Because I just remember it being kind of green. There was also a frog's eye salad or something.
That might be it. Because the one that I know is pink. Because it has like the cherries, mandarins, pineapple, whipped cream.
Oh my God.
I love it.
It's a nightmare.
Ambrosia is the pink one.
Okay.
And
the green one I think is pistachio. But it's still kind of the same
idea.
Yeah.
My fiance's mom makes ambrosia salad sometimes. And I feel so bad because I never... eat it.
I literally eat it all the time.
I love it. The marshmallows in it and everything.
So
gross.
It's
so good.
But okay, let me ask you this. Like, if she, like, obviously you don't because you're uncouth, but like, if your mother-in-law,
I've been taught.
If your mother-in-law brings it, you have to put at least one scoop on your plate. If she's standing right there, like, but I don't like white and creamy things, but like somebody's made me like, oh, I made this like thing with sour cream and also mayo and also cream cheese and also, and you're just like, ah, and like, but they're like, I try it. And you got to go like, oh, yeah, yeah.
You eat it with this wood stick.
God, you're hitting all the triggers I'm just like, but you have to.
But I didn't.
You are such a bee.
But they're Midwestern. Is that a thing?
You have a stroke they're in the middle of the word or whatever.
They're from the Midwest.
Okay.
And I'm like so clearly not that I think it's fine.
Okay.
Also, do I have to change who I am for someone?
Kind of. If they brought you a thing, here's a really weird side story. I went to like a potluck thing in Brazil.
Okay.
And one of my ex-wife's aunts made sort of the ambrosia thing and like put a bunch on my plate. And I'm like, I gotta power through this. Like, she's lovely.
You ate it? You didn't throw it away?
They're all sitting there watching my face. They're like, the Americans trying our food. And her fried chicken was the best thing I've ever had. So I ate a couple bites and then I'm like, I gotta save this chicken so I can eat it to get rid of the taste of this other thing. So I'm like,
go.
And then I started eating the chicken. She's like, he loved it. Bam! Hit me with another portion of it.
No!
And I'm like,
okay, well then what are the things we're gonna bring to a barbecue potluck, that don't grill suck. Out, whatever, that people actually wanna eat? Because Slacker, you already know if I bring like carrots and ranch, you're not gonna eat it.
Ooh, I would. Why would...
What?
I like carrots and ranch.
Carrots and ranch is amazing. Yeah. Veggies and ranch?
Okay.
Veggies and dip?
Carrots.
I don't live in a trailer park.
Oh my gosh.
Ranch. Yeah, come on. It's the lowest common denominator.
Yeah, and bringing ranch, how do you just bring the bottle of it?
Yeah.
Or do you,
or bring
it
a
like,
bowl of it?
And then you just scoop a little on your plate.
I have a theory with condiments specifically, because I used to work in a snack shack, that the larger quantity, the grosser it gets. Like,
100%.
You have the little cup of ranch, you're like, delicious. And then when you scoop out of the giant bin,
yes, the
into
huge,
the little cup, you're disgusting. Like... So it's not really the condiment itself, it's the container.
Okay, so what would you bring?
All right, here's the thing. We want to know what they would bring. Let's pretend we're having a party at Slacker's house that's not in a trailer, and we want to stop giving me, what would you bring? What's your go-to summer potluck item? 303-222-5423. You can text or call.
I love bringing desserts. Mm. And I love getting crazy with them. Like a s'mores bar or like a cannoli dip.
Oh.
Cannoli dip?
Yeah. So then you break up either like waffle cones and then you dip it into the cannoli cream. It's so good. It's really smart. Sounds like a lot of work.
Can that sit outside? Does that need to be cold, hot?
Ideally cold.
Should any of this sit outside?
The mayo things that everybody's going to bring.
That's true, yeah. Like, Erica nailed that. It's a big Midwest thing. It's just mayo and Jell-O. And
yes.
That's good.
No, but then you know what else Erica's going to do? And not to jump on Team T-Hack. Like, remember when you had your rant about like our boss buys all the wrong kind of pizzas? You got to buy the most common thing.
I don't remember that being targeted at the boss, but I remember that rant.
She's going to bring what she, like, she's going to bring hummus. And it's like, not everybody likes hummus. Like, you're doing it.
What if I brought, like, corn on the cob to grill up?
But then you're giving me a task.
Perfect. I don't want to cook.
You got to bring the little things on the end.
No, people eat corn with their hands.
Okay, not me growing up.
Yeah, who knows? You had the things.
I cut it off.
Oh my God, nobody's eating corn right. You cut it off
Have you had braces?
No.
Yeah.
Look at my teeth.
Ever since I had braces, I've been cutting the corn off the cob.
You're missing
so
much of it. You're missing the joy of like,
and
like sucking the butter
teeth
out of the cob. It's like,
I hate that.
I sometimes just put the whole cob, like, you're like rolling it around against the side of your mouth, like a cigar. Like,
yep, this feels like too much information.
All right. Well, we'll get to the rest of our potluck items, and we want to hear yours as well. If you got a go-to summer potluck thing, yes, the show has reduced themselves to this. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So apparently I'm hosting a hot luck that I... Hot luck? Hot luck.
Hot luck.
We ought to do that. Hot luck. And you just got to bring something like
spicy?
Oh, I was saying like a hot chick. But
that's basically like reality TV now. So
yeah, hot luck.
Hot luck coming to Netflix near you.
Yep.
Dude, let's do... My God, what is wrong? I just drooled.
Well, you're thinking about the hot luck.
I think Tiak wanted to add to the list. We didn't get any dishes from Hack.
Mm-hmm. I would bring two things. One, tortilla chips, because you're going to have potato chips, but you're not going to have tortilla. Everybody loves tortilla chips.
Okay.
Only, oh my God.
And what dip?
No, but here's the thing. Exactly. Like, Tiak, if I made like a taco dip, I will bring tortilla chips. Like, you don't just bring...
As a side, yeah.
I feel like you're yelling at him for no reason.
No, because
chips as a side?
There is a backstory.
You bring Doritos, or you don't just bring white corn chips nothing.
Remember, he wants to bring garlic bread to a thing, and it's like, is it an Italian party? If it's an Italian party, sure. Like, oh, I'm making chicken piccata. Oh, he's making whatever. Garlic bread fits, but it's like, oh, we have this... potluck where there's the black bean salad and all of a sudden there's garlic bread. Like, that doesn't
Who's
fit.
Mad at garlic? Who's like, who the hell brought this? Get him out of here.
I'd be pleased.
Yeah, thank you. The other one would be sherbet to make like a punch.
What?
You have mentioned that and we haven't been able to try it yet, so I can't say no.
It's very good.
Like ice cream plus alcohol?
Okay, no.
Yeah, in a big bowl with the ladle.
There's a couple things. In punch.
Wait, hold on. That's okay in a big portion? It's not gross?
Yeah, punch is different.
Mm, it's not a condiment. Yeah, okay. It's more of a drink. Okay.
But I just want to say, it does like froth it up. It's kind of good. Yeah. But it's sherbet.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Oh.
There's no second R.
Sherbet.
Really?
Oh my God, the uneducated.
Propaganda.
Slacker, give everyone permission to just lunge for the knob on your radio and do anything with it. Break it off, switch stations, turn the volume down.
Rip the knob off.
Brenda.
Yo!
Yo! Potluck, what are you bringing? This is dumb. Okay, what are you bringing?
No, it's not dumb. It's not dumb. I do lots of these. Okay. It's called Everything Potatoes in a Slow Cooker.
Okay.
Ooh.
Everything with potatoes?
And what's the everything?
Yeah.
Everything. New potatoes sliced, green onions chopped, including the tops, garlic, real bacon bits.
Let's go.
And cheese.
I'm not mad at this.
Okay. I'm not mad at all. It's like like what do you call the hollowed potato skin, but like without the sour cream on it.
Potato skin?
Tater skin? Don't you ever have tater skins?
You just layer,
call them potato
layer
skins.
Everything in.
Yep.
And then you cook it overnight. And the very best part of it is the crispy along the side.
Oh, that cheese. Mm. That burnt cheese on the side.
Brenda's invited to the hot luck.
Brenda, you're coming to the hot luck, and all you gotta do is whisper things to me in that accent.
Okay. Don't be weird.
No, Tiak wants it too.
I do. I want the slow cooker. I like anyone showing up with like machinery.
That
it's
is
like
cool.
You're ready to go.
When you come in and you have the slow cooker with the weird handles on it so it doesn't burn you. Thank you, Brenda. You're awesome. Beth?
Yes, hi.
Yes, hi. If only there was a way to say that shorter.
Don't be mean.
I'm sorry. What are you bringing to the potluck?
I am bringing jalapeno poppers.
Communist.
Oh, classic.
I don't do cream cheese. Don't give me your weird face. Okay.
Oh yeah, and I have a problem. Sure.
Yeah. So are you...
Oh my God. Beth, I love you.
No, she's not invited. It's my house.
She's coming to the hot lock.
Do you bacon wrap them or you just do them straight up?
Bacon wrap them, grill them, and then you have to broil them on top to get it nice and crispy.
Oh, man. You are talking my language. If it was stuffed with anything other than the cream cheese, I'd eat it. If you could make them with cheddar, I would eat that all day.
I'm sure you could. Yep.
Okay, well, let's
not
do
the
that.
Same.
All right. Thank you, Beth. We'll see you at the hot lock. Mason.
Mason?
Yeah. I think you're invited just based on you're probably bringing drugs with you. But,
oh my gosh, what?
Because he just had a blackout.
Okay. Mason, what are you bringing?
Cheeseburger poppers.
Oh boy.
And okay. What are those?
Yeah, what's
what are those?
They're my Crocs.
What's in the box?
Just take a big dill pickle, cut it in half, carve it out, fill it with your meat, wrap it in bacon and seasoning, and throw it on the grill. And you have a cheeseburger without the breath.
That sounds great.
It's for the people who don't like the spicy of the pepper and also don't like the cream cheese.
Well,
dude.
No, but it's also like a pickle.
Oh, if you mansplain it to me right now.
Just, to be honest, I was just still digesting what it was.
I'm going to tell you, there's cheese in it, right? There's meat and cheese on the inside. Oh, boy. He's having another blackout.
Oh, no.
I like the bread.
No, bad connection.
Oh, bad connection. But so bacon wrapped in the cheese on the inside. I'm good
without the bacon.
Why?
I'm not really a bacon girl.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
You know how we're all have our bingo board of the other shoe to drop on her?
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
It's like a DSW shoe house exploded over our head.
No bacon, extra cream cheese.
Absolutely.
Jess?
Yes.
What are you bringing to the hot luck?
Yay.
Yay. Oh, boy.
I'm bringing a charcuterie board.
I love it.
I like to do some spicy jelly and brown mustard.
Oh,
some
say
meat,
less.
Cheese, crackers. They'll work.
Do you meticulously fold all the different meats? Because my buddy Chad like makes flowers out of it. It's insane. It's hard to look at because you're I can't eat that. It's so good.
Really? Oh, but you can.
Yeah, it just looks so good you don't want to touch it.
Yeah.
Interesting. Are we not going to comment how I probably spelled charcuterie right on the screen?
I think you did.
You did. Yeah. Pretty good.
Thank you for the call. AI.
Yai.
I know it's Al.
Okay.
I know it's Al.
Yeah.
I know it's Al, but you set yourself up for it.
What was he supposed to do?
Too often.
All right. What are you bringing to the hot luck?
I am bringing to the hot luck it's called an armadillo egg.
Armadillo egg?
It's an armadillo egg. It is a cream cheese stuffed jalapeno that's wrapped in sausage, wrapped in bacon, that is put on the smoker for about 2 hours.
Okay.
Here's my problem. Least favorite animal in the world?
Is it
armadillos?
Well,
it's not actually from.
They're like crunchy possums.
Ew.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
I'm being hounded by my sisters.
We need some backstory first.
Yeah. So I'm engaged.
There we go. There's the backstory. Oh, congratulations. Wow. Nobody saw this coming.
There was a comment or a text yesterday that was like, I don't think her fiance is real because she doesn't say his name. That's for privacy.
We call him Dane.
We call him Dane.
Yeah.
Which is also not his name.
Also not his name. But
he's
that's what we
real
call
used to it from us, though.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes at home or if I'm talking to other people, I don't know if I'm saying his real name, if I'm saying Dane, if I'm saying something else. So,
okay. So
So my sisters, we've been engaged since late March, a couple months. And my sisters, since the day we got engaged, have been hounding me about where I want to go for my bachelorette party. And I just feel like it's a really big decision. And I don't know what to do.
Let me start here.
Yeah?
And you can yell at me if you want.
Okay.
Why wouldn't you do it here?
Here in Denver?
Because I know that, you live here now, but, if
you're new to me.
But, all your friends and family would be like, Denver's dope.
Denver is a top place for bachelor
parties. It's so fun.
Well, couple things. So the wedding's here in Estes. So it's do they really want to fly here twice in a couple
Denver's
months?
Worth two visits.
Maybe.
I don't know how to
Also, yeah. Estes is very different than Denver. The other thing is one of my close friends did her bachelorette party here. And it's one of those that was so good. I don't know if I could top it.
Mm.
Do you remember where you went?
Kind of.
Can you say the names of any of the places?
We went to Happy Camper.
Oh, Happy
we went
Camper.
To
Instagrammable.
Recess. We went
did you say Recess?
Recess,
yeah. That's a fun bar. It's
that
huge.
That is a lot of young people there. Yeah. We walked by this weekend and said, we are not going in there. we went to that place. You guys have done something there. They have a big outdoor area with
View House.
529 or something.
Oh, number 38.
Number 38. We went there. Yep. And otherwise, I don't have a clue. So
Okay,
so Denver's off the list.
I feel like it's off the list.
Then I have the answer.
What?
I mean, there's three. There's Denver's great. Okay. There's two other places people go to bachelorette parties. You are not one of them. Las Vegas.
Vegas.
Ew.
Yeah. No, the only way I could do Vegas is if it was like a chill Vegas. Like we went to nice dinners, but then no.
No, you're not Vegas. You're not Vegas.
I don't want to go to a club.
100%. It's Nashville. It's Nashville.
No, she said she doesn't want to go to a club.
I don't want to go. Well,
yeah, but
Nashville's honky tonks.
Honky tonks.
It's bars. I love a bar. I hate a club.
I mean, she can get beers.
Sorry, it's off the list. I lived there. My
Nashville is bachelor.
Yeah, that's.
I don't want to be one of 20 in one night.
Oh my God, princess. Other people can be having their bachelorette party. Do you want to go to a place that's cool for bachelorette parties? Why is that word hard for me to say?
It is kind of a hard word.
It's like bachelorette. Yeah, I feel like I'm having a stroke every time I say it.
Yeah, I want to do something fun and I just want to be able to, like, hang with my girls.
No, that's too much. I totally know what you mean by like don't want to be one of 20.
Yeah, because then it's not, like everywhere you go, it's a sash.
It's not necessarily look at my sash, but it's just, it's overwhelming.
Yeah.
But isn't it cool since you said you used to live there?
I went to college there.
So isn't that's when you were really a bachelorette?
Yeah,
and now you're like
there.
Revisiting that era of your life.
Go hack!
Yeah. No, you guys, people in Nashville hate the bachelorette parties. Oh. I can't be one of them.
No, please go, because then I just want to be out there while you're out there.
You keep trying to invite yourself to things.
Why don't you go to Napa?
Okay,
that's
Napa
the next basic.
Is an option, but it's kind of expensive.
Yeah.
Because you know what? Napa has turned a corner. Like, tastings used to be free. And like you can barely go in, like even like slouch wines like Behringer, you have to pay to taste.
Know what these are.
Like, it's not worth it.
The Airbnbs, and then it's like, who's driving? Because usually you need a driver.
You need a car. Yeah. No.
So another option that came up was Austin.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
None of you had a great response to that.
Austin feels like I don't know why. Austin feels, I love Austin, feels like a dude town.
See, that's where Dane wants to have his.
Yeah, because he can go to the comedy club and stuff. There's like
and
a
then
bunch
do a
of comedy
day.
Yep.
Definitely you guys aren't helping.
Well, are you supposed to pick? Or aren't your
My sisters want me to pick. Because they want to know like what I want out of it. And the problem is I'm really indecisive and I hate hosting. I hate feeling like other people need to have a good time because I made it happen.
Okay,
I think,
can we get texts?
Totally. Like,
oh my gosh, please.
303-222-5423. And just before you text, Princess has said no to Colorado, Nashville, and Vegas. And sort of a soft no to Napa.
And also...
Oh my God. In the contiguous 48,
I've also
no.
lived in San Diego and LA. So I would
nobody's
going to
say LA. Ugh.
Okay.
I don't think
people will say San Diego. So outside of those.
So no San Diego.
I do think it's important though. You need, before we can give you cities, what do you want to know?
Do you want to drink wine? Do you want to like,
do you want it to be chill?
Do you
want to
rage?
Not chill.
Do you want to do shots?
Somewhere between really chill and shots.
Do you ever want.
Like day drinking? Yes.
Okay.
Do you ever want to be on a dance floor?
Yeah, I'm down with like a bar with a dance floor, but I don't want to go to a club with a dance floor.
Okay.
I do
That's
not
why
want
Nashville
another
is just
man
like...
to approach me in a club. Ugh. Sorry.
Look, can I just hear the end of that one more time?
What about like Boston?
Random. It feels far.
Yeah, but it's fun. It's the vibe you want. There's a lot of good bars there.
Is there?
I've never been to Boston, so I don't know.
I love Boston.
I love Boston, like going to the North End and eating incredible Italian food, but it doesn't vibe.
I think it could.
Bachelorette. Like, I think you want
exactly.
patios.
She's going to be the only.
I do want patios. It's also going to be April. So I can't even go to like Lake Tahoe or... I'm clearly having
cold.
A hard time. Yeah, because it's good. It also might be too cold here, right?
In April? Yeah, maybe.
Depends.
I honestly don't think... Then I'm going to say one more that you're going to hate.
Try it.
It's so basic, white chick.
I probably will love that. Is it Scottsdale, Arizona?
No, it's like Mexico, like Cancun or Cabo.
I have so many moms
Cancun
coming,
or Cabo.
And I don't think moms want to leave the country.
I know where it is. Des Moines, Iowa.
There's nothing to
Why
do
not?
There.
You'll be the only bachelorette party. You'll run that town.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It's been a hot minute since we did an update on the Colorado list.
Mm-hmm. And we have a new update that's not very good.
No,
I'm going to have to take something off the list.
We are not taking it off. Oh my God. Erica, relax.
I don't know that I can.
Okay. Go ahead. Get it out. Say, like, try to take it off the list right now. Get after it.
This past weekend at Manitou Incline, a bear walked onto the steps and there were people right there. So close.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And that's what happened. I imagine no one was injured.
Well, don't you think that would have been the headline then?
Probably so, but okay. It keeps coming up on my TikTok and I don't like it.
Okay. So we're canceling the Manitou. And by the way, if you're hiking Manitou this weekend,
mm-hmm.
we're going to be up there Saturday at, I believe, 11 a.m. I don't know who from the show is going. I'm going.
If you see a bear,
I will
contact us personally.
Dressed as a bear.
Perfect.
I will shove you into the bear.
I would die.
There is a rule in nature. Like, name a fast animal, like a cheetah,
mm-hmm.
or something we have in Colorado, like a mountain lion. You do not have to be able to outrun a mountain lion.
You have to outrun the slowest person.
Yes, yeah. We just have to outrun Erica.
The bad news is I am probably not that slow.
Yeah, but you would be if I kick you in the knee first.
You're talking about killing me.
I'm talking about impaling you and letting something else kill you.
You guys seriously aren't concerned about the bear?
No.
You seriously, Hack, are you? Because Erin has made it clear she's not. Are you concerned?
No, I'm not. No.
But why
if
not?
If the bear can do it, we can all do it. The headline is just, bear gets great workout.
There was a comment that was like, and was he on, did he have a reservation? Which I love, but I don't love that there was a bear there.
But
because
he didn't attack.
Like, remember, let's go back.
What you worry?
I want to live.
I want to live.
I want to live.
Okay.
She's been pretty clear about that from the beginning.
What did the bear do? Does anybody have an actual story other than the TikTok?
I'm pulling it up.
It's like he just came out on the set for a minute and we're like, oh, boy. There's a, like, I don't think, first off, bears don't eat people.
They might.
And they're not going to eat a bunch of people.
It just says officials say to stand still and stay calm. Be sure the bear has an opening to leave the area and never run away from a bear.
Because they do like to chase.
You know what I would be doing?
Running away.
Running away.
I know, you can't run away.
I'd be going down those stairs backwards like, ah.
No, we kind of want her to run away though. Because then we know we're safe.
Yeah, and we could finish.
When we finish, right?
It's our reservation. We
keep going up though, right?
Yeah.
And we look for her bones on the way back down.
Should I be like, Meredith Blake in The Parent Trap where she has
with
those
sticks?
Should I bring those and just scare off the bears as we go?
So that's the other question. Is everybody ready for this?
No, because it's going to be a million degrees.
It's at 11 in the morning. It won't be that hot. It's not going to be as hot as it could be.
9 a.m. this morning and it was hot.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like I'm prepared, but I don't know. I feel like I have a fanny pack that I'll bring for like my phone and my wallet and keys and stuff. Okay. But what do I do with
my
water bottle?
You just leave a lot of that in your car.
My keys?
Bring your keys.
But what do I do with my water bottle? Do I just carry it the whole time?
Yeah.
How big of a water bottle? Okay. You're going to need more water than you think.
Yeah. I don't know that we should do this. I'm actually afraid.
We're not doing it.
That two or more of us are going to pass away.
Just go slow.
Can I just point something out? If there's something that can be wrong with a person, Erin has it.
Oh.
Sorry.
Thank you.
No, but like you're celiac, diabetic, you're like.
Well, the celiac isn't going to stop her from doing the Manitou Incline.
Well, the bear might sense a lack of sugar. It's like, I want a non-sweet one this time.
That last one was too much.
Like, there's, and Erin has zero fear of this hike.
Erin also doesn't have fear.
No, you're right. Erin's a little bit dumb when it comes to like, a little while ago, Erin's like, I can get the keys to the roof. You want to go up?
Yeah. Like,
seriously, Erica held her chair.
Yeah.
No, but we're not going to die.
Okay. Okay. If I have to get airlifted out of there, I swear.
They're not. They're going to make us drag you and the bear eating your leg down.
I'm not even talking about the bear.
Oh, you're just talking about, okay.
Talking about how hot it is.
Are you going to bring, like.
And it's a lot of steps. Like, it's going to be a struggle for sure, but I think we can do it.
Are we sticking together?
No.
No.
It's every man for themselves.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm finishing first.
Do you really think so?
Guarantee.
He has the mindset where he could totally.
Are you that stubborn?
No, I feel like I don't play this card very much. I was a college athlete, guys. Like, I'll be fine.
Bro, I understand that. And I ruck and I do a lot of things. And I think I can smoke all of you. You don't understand. Like, have you ever taken the stairs here?
Yes. Yeah.
Up. Do it tomorrow.
Up. Have you taken them up?
No, I get sweaty. That's why I don't take them. I can easily do them. I get sweaty.
It's not about getting sweaty. You're going to feel like your heart's going to blow out of your chest. And you have to stop.
I have felt that so many times in my life. I know I'm like the fast food guy now.
No.
I was an athlete.
You just said it.
You just said it. You were an athlete.
I know.
Now it's very different.
I'm going to tell you, athletes can't make it up this thing. Because
so who's coming in first?
We'll find out.
If not me, who?
We will find out.
Not me.
I think, okay. I would like
She's not even going to do it.
I would like people to text in. I think number one is going to be the bear.
Okay. So wait, you're telling me we're not sitting together. So truly, if the bear arrives,
there's going to be other people around you.
Yeah. Okay. Or does that mean we have to stick together?
Please text in who you think will win.
I don't want you to slow me down.
303-222-5423. I think... You don't have an Apple Watch. You don't have anything that will tell you when your heart... Dude, the most finely tuned athlete in the world, like, has to stop. If you just go and,
world.
Like, I'm going straight up. Like, I'm telling you, your legs are going to be burning. Your legs, your femoral artery, like, you're going to be pumping so much blood. Your heart rate's going to be 150 and above. And you don't want to stay in that 150 range for very long. Unless you're already a fine-tuned Kenyan marathon running athlete, you're going to have to stop.
I didn't say that. I didn't say I wouldn't have to stop.
Okay. I'm just saying, don't try to win so much that we find your dead body.
Oh my gosh.
Like, or look at his face. He wants to win so bad. Like, to prove, I believe you're an athlete, dude. Just, okay. I don't want you to die.
I'm pretty sure this is why we shouldn't do it.
I'm leaning more that way, too, actually.
We're going to do it.
It does sound tiring.
Okay. How should Tiag bring water? Does he need, like, a...
A camelback?
Yes.
No, you can, I don't know. A water bottle's fine.
Are we sure?
Are there spots up to fill it?
No.
So then I need a bigger water bottle, is what you're saying. But I don't have one. So what do I need?
Like, get a camelback. Okay.
All right.
Or we can try to suck whatever. Like, we can drink the water out of Erica's stomach because it'll be
that's disgusting.
Like a little Boda bag we can carry up. The bears don't usually eat the entrails first.
You're awful.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9. I feel like I am cosplaying as an adult because of this thing, and I don't know what to do about it.
I'm not alone.
Okay.
I don't even know what it is. But.
Oh, no. Your level's behind me.
Oh, no.
Just kidding.
This just got really insulting out of nowhere. And all I can think of is I want meat on a stick right now. Like, when you say cosplay, it makes me think of Renaissance Festival. And
not that's what weird. I thought you were saying.
Yeah.
That's all cosplay?
I think of Comic-Con.
No, yeah. But like,
and also
really?
Meat on a stick. I thought we were talking corn dogs.
No, so. Just any, like, at
Ren Fest. Ready meat on a stick.
Can
right.
we just, can
I'm,
we go
I'm
as a show?
I'm ranking meat on a stick.
Are you going to do that?
I'll do it, yeah. Corn dog's obviously number one.
You can't tell us.
We're going to work backwards from that.
No, corn dog is not number one.
Yeah, it
for
is.
For meats on a stick?
Yeah, kebab probably two.
Okay, well, now he's actually just doing it live. Yeah.
I think what we, is sorry. One of your, okay.
Yeah, sorry, never mind.
I set him up.
Okay. I got to crunch the numbers. So.
Okay, back to your cosplay.
Oh, okay, you're probably going to say that's not cosplaying. It came to my attention just last week that I'm not on my own phone plan. What? I am 32 years old, and my mom said, hey, are you and my fiance ever going to, like, combine what? Phone plans? And I was like, oh, is that a thing that happens? So I have been paying my mom for my phone.
Hold on. I don't think you have.
Well, I now do some social media work for her because she runs a floral okay. business. So she was like, you don't have to pay
so
for your
just
phone.
A second ago, you lied then, is what you're saying.
Huh? They have a trade deal.
We have a trade deal. But I kind of forgot about
got the
it.
Phone and I'm her sweet little daughter. That's the trade.
I am the baby.
For you to not remember that you were on their plan means it costs you nothing.
Well, I make social media videos for her. So it
how
does,
often?
Like once a week. It's pretty good. So yeah, I'm shutting down that argument. I
don't believe
think.
You. I don't believe you.
Go to her Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't. My real thing was like, I forgot, oh, I'm getting married, which still feels crazy to me. But,
it feels crazy to me too.
Yeah, I bet it feels crazy to all of you. I'm getting married. Does not mean I should combine phone plans with my husband.
Yes, it does.
So I went to him and said, well, are we going to get a phone plan together? And he was like, work pays for mine. I'm not changing it.
What?
Yeah, so now I was kind of upset.
You're... First off, wow, baller move from him to just be like, yeah, no, I'll marry you, but no, there are
not.
Some lines that won't be crossed. What? Boundary setting. I love
yeah.
it.
Well, he's like, why would I start paying for a phone? If,
why would
like,
he?
We're, right. And he has a point. I was a little upset because I was like, wow, I wanted to combine everything, but okay. So now I'm just still on my mom's and she's like, okay.
Like forever?
I said, what about when we have kids?
Then you add them and...
No, but you
my mom's yeah.
They better start making videos.
No, well, I mean... they don't need a phone till they're when?
13 at
Okay,
least.
So that's at least 14 years from now.
Well, so, no, I'm kidding.
Okay. You have been acting weird. If I had said she'd been gaining weight, I would have been in a lot of trouble, right?
Oh. Yeah. You don't say that to anyone.
I think it's crazy. I don't know what the solution is.
Right.
Because
like, do I need to go out on my own?
What do you
mean
you don't
know
what the solution is?
Because
what do you think it is?
For her to just get her own account? Let me just say this, and this is going to sound really weird. Remember a long time ago when you were like, I might ask Erica if she wants to spend the night at my house?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
And you were really weird about that?
Yeah, I remember that.
Is this more weird? Erica, you're welcome to join my cell phone plan.
Do you get a cut, a break?
No, because here's the thing. For her to go get a plan, it's going to cost her, let's say she goes on Cricket and it's like $40 a month. Mm-hmm. There you go. But for me to add her to my plan, it's 10 bucks. Like when you're like on some of the big carriers, like add a line, 10 bucks. That's all it is.
Our bill is much higher than $10 between my mom and I right now.
But then
we're paying like $200.
It's so expensive. My brother used to be, I'm on a plan with my mom.
Yeah.
And
okay.
Oh my God, you losers!
I pay her. Every month I pay her.
Erin also has a trade deal. She's her sweet daughter. And
yeah. I also do work for her. But my brother used to be on it and we got a military discount and I was so sad when he left.
Oh, yeah.
303-222-5423.
They're nuts.
When did you
guys
get? I was
gonna say losers.
Okay. Oh, and when
you're 30, and Erin, you're almost 30.
I am 30.
You are?
Yeah.
Did you just turn 30?
Remember,
you were at the party.
That was 30, huh?
Yep.
Okay. Get. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Don't you? It's not even about the money. It's just about knowing I got it. I got it. Like I handled it.
I got it. I don't like to pay bills. That's why I was hoping my fiance would join because then he could handle it.
See, I had to stop because do you ever get the text in the family chat about like, we're going over on data this month. Who's going to?
No, we got unlimited.
I was getting that every month because of the three siblings. And I was like, I'm done. I'm going to get my own. And I never look back.
Yes, because how about insurance, car insurance?
I do have that on my own. Don't like it. Don't know what's happening. I just know it's there.
That I would get on yours, actually.
Yeah. The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I need to talk about pet peeves because something happened today as I was coming into the office and I wanted to, frankly, hit someone, like take off my shoe and hit someone with it.
Oh my God. First off.
Kind of violent. That's sort but of... she deserved it.
Like, oh it's against a girl.
Well, Erin.
No.
Can I just ask, that's a really weird reaction. I probably shouldn't say this. It's a weird reaction for a white girl. Like my ex-wife, like taking off the shoe, like Brazilian, Mexican. There's a lot of cultures where taking the shoe off and hurling it is like, not only... It's like a rite of passage when you take your chancla off and like
chancla, yeah, exactly, right. Puerto Rican for sure.
First, like I bet your wife can hit like knock a bird off of like a telephone
wire.
Her
nanny could too,
for sure.
Yeah, and then she would just start to take it off, and everyone
goes, yeah.
the biggest, strongest guy is like, oh, sorry, okay.
As soon as that flip flop comes off, you're like,
I said that more because like I would never say I want to. Like truly physically harm someone on the radio or like worse.
Hit her with my car.
Right. So I'm coming in. I was running a few minutes kind of late today. I was frazzled. Dog had surgery. You know, it's been a stressful day. Didn't sleep last night. And maybe that's why I'm annoyed, actually.
Okay.
And there's like five people walking into our building at the same time as me. And first of all, there's never anyone walking into our building.
This building is pretty barren.
And one girl's carrying a huge box, and then there was another girl behind her.
I saw the box girls.
Oh my gosh, what were they doing?
I don't know, because they had like a mismatch of like, it's like a computer blew up.
And then they also were in like workout clothes?
It was weird, because like...
Are they on the main floor?
I don't...
Like that was where I saw them.
They were coming in.
Do they work in that? I don't want to say the business.
No, they were going upstairs. They took the elevator with me. Oh. They aren't even the girls I'm mad at, by the way.
Like, I will just say, like, I was driving by them to park on the opposite side of the building, and just things were falling out of those boxes. Like, a keyboard went ka-dunk, 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 and I was like, ugh.
Maybe they got let go. They had to bring their equipment
back. But they were going, oh. I was like, why are they bringing junk in? That could be. Okay.
Okay, so the real person I have the problem with, not the box girls, if you're listening, box girls, you're fine. There was this woman walking behind them, and when people walk, like, they have no idea what they're doing.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, move! Like, I'm on my way to work. I've got my backpack on. I'm carrying things. I got my water bottle. I'm clearly on a mission. And it is like, it's like she was asking
you're behind
herself,
her, though. How would...
No. Yes, I was right behind her.
But how does she know you're there, Erica?
She's looking around like, did you know that the sky is blue? Like, like there was not a thought in her head. I'm so sorry. And then she went to hold the door open and then like pulled it and almost shut it on me. It was the wildest thing. And I just have to say, slow walkers, get out of my way.
Yeah, you have to have more awareness of what's going
on
around.
Just somebody behind you?
Yeah.
You can hear them. Hello? I walk around like this.
Yeah,
you
with your weird little Stanley thing.
My Stanley.
I'm like, I don't like it. Like, if you're in a place where there is a flow of traffic, like the mall. Okay, I'm dating myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, or the airport.
Yeah, yeah.
Where you're just like, everybody's in a flow, and it's like, oh, I'm at gate 45. Like, and you kind of peel off. You pretend you're getting off a highway. You got to move over a little bit. But if you go like, this is my gate, stop, and you're like, there's like a 20 car pileup of humans behind you. That annoys me.
Right.
But just walking into an abandoned building that we live in.
No, but I can almost guarantee I know this but this type of person. I bet she was like dragging her feet. Yeah. Just kind of shuffling.
Are you saying she's a foot dragger? Because now I will throw a puncher.
Yeah.
If you're a foot dragger.
And just like la-di-da, no spatial awareness
no
at
care
all.
In the world. And also, for the record, it wasn't just she and I. So there was no excuse of like, well, no one's around. Like, there were people in front of her. There were people next to her. There was me behind her.
Okay. What would you like to be done about this person? Would you like us to kill her? Like, I don't.
But you understand why I felt like taking off my shoe and going, hello!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have a story about a restaurant where the food was outside.
So they have a patio?
No.
Okay.
That's the tease part. No patio.
I've got
They had to-go orders? Okay, we'll skip your story. What's yours?
I've got a story about a very naughty bird.
Mine's kind of a naughty bird, too.
I don't know that I think you've just heard stupendously. Let's just be done.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
All right, this story is out of Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm. Hey, it's not what you can do for your country.
Fuck the con.
There we go. Okay, I was like, what are you doing?
I was doing Kennedy.
And he's from Massachusetts?
Oh, my God.
Okay. I don't do history, okay? So the Forever Paws Animal Shelter was having a hard time, and they've had to really encourage someone to adopt this bird because the bird is going viral.
Okay.
For having a potty mouth. It is a blue and gold macaw, and owner surrendered it through animal control, and the employees are saying that the reason it's having a hard time getting adopted is because it will cuss up a storm. They've since named the bird Hendrix, which is also the name of one of my nephews.
It's also one of my favorite gins. So you've either got a guitar fan
Hendrix
or
the next.
Okay.
There you go.
The guitar thing.
I would adopt it. That'd be fun.
I would absolutely adopt it.
He'll say thank you and good morning, baby. And pretty much everything else is
swear words. Let's hear your imitation.
Good morning, baby.
Nope. I want to hear why.
Go f*** yourself.
Adopt it. Take my money.
I don't really care what the adoption fee is. In fact, I'll just pay you to keep doing that. Did she really just? Boy, I hope standards and practices got that. Okay, thank you.
My story is out of Des Moines, Iowa. Is that how you say that?
Oh my God.
Des Moines, Iowa. Des Moines.
Did you want to go today just because there's a story from Iowa?
Capital of Iowa. Yep.
Can you just keep doing the parrot to get us through this?
There was a Buffalo Wild Wings in Des Moines, Iowa.
Oh.
Those in the know call it B-dubs. And
also, it's probably the most common restaurant there. Yeah.
Here's a really weird thing. In Colorado, we call the BW3s. And I don't know, it's like Buffalo Wild Wings, it's BW2. There's two.
Why would you ever call it that?
Oh my God, people would be like, meet me in Arvada at BW3s.
You're
and I'm like,
hanging out with dumb people.
I'm telling you, they called
B-dubs.
It BW3s. 303-222-5423, text in. I swear to God, people called it. And I'm like, there's only two W's, Wild Wings.
Yeah.
Double, B-dubs. B-dubs.
Right, but people, yeah. Okay, I'm not crazy.
Okay.
Let's hear from the parrot.
There was a Buffalo Wild Wings in Des Moines, Iowa, okay. Where there was a chicken spotted there, but not on a plate. It was out front,
what?
Strutting up to the restaurant, trying to get in. I guess it had some, yeah, had some beef to settle. Like, well, not beef.
Okay,
but,
it would not have beef to settle.
But it was kind of making a move, like, I'm coming in, and they had to call the Animal Rescue League of Iowa.
Do we think maybe...
Normally, they're handling cows and deers and such. Deer.
Do you think that it wanted to, like, save its family?
I don't know. That's what's kind of
like...
sad. Well, the Animal Rescue League thinks that this chicken was on the wrong side of the road.
Okay. That's enough of that.
Oh, it.
Yeah. That was a good way to just kill your story.
Oh, I'm going to say I think...
It was in Des Moines, Iowa.
Yeah.
And the story's officially killed.
Yeah. I think your story, if I'm being honest, was foul.
Thank you. I didn't know I'd ruffle so many feathers.
Yeah.
I'm not going down. I won't do it.
Would you like me to end this?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I'm supposed to do it.
Hey, go ahead. Please, Erica. Nope, do it as the bird. She can't do it. She can't.
This is the most stupid people we can find.
What is that?
For today.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.